With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump meeting Tuesday with his cabinet members.
Every policy of the Trump administration is designed to lift up the American worker, promote great-paying blue-collar jobs, and to rebuild the industrial bedrock of our nation. It's also obviously for great defense. We have the greatest military in the world. We rebuilt it largely in my first term.
And the president says domestic production has greatly improved.
I hope they remember that it was this way. I hope this table gets a lot of the credit for what's happened. It gets all of the credit, because this would have never happened. We were going out of business in every way. We were losing. All the car plants were leaving this country. Now they're all coming back in. And they are coming from Canada. And they are coming from Mexico, but they're coming from Germany. They're coming from all over the world.
South Korea's national airline acquiring more than 100 Boeing aircraft. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma with that story.
The company says the deal includes $36.2 billion for 103 next-generation aircraft, nearly $700 million for 19 spare engines from GE Aerospace and CFM International, and billions more for the 20-year engine maintenance service contract. The group makes clear strategic investment in the U.S. market will further strengthen the airline's operational capabilities and global competitiveness and foster robust commercial ties that will drive sustained growth. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Well, that didn't last long. Cracker Barrel returning to its old logo after critics protested the company's plan to modernize. The company says it will retain its old logo, which features an elderly gentleman in overalls sitting next to a barrel and the words Old Country Store. This is SRN News. A battle over freedom of expression taking place in Indiana.
The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that wants to put up posters reading Defund Planned Parenthood. School officials say all posters have to be content neutral. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America tells the Christian Post that schools across the country are quick to accommodate liberal students, but seem to be hesitant to extend the same freedoms to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Manager of a leisure park in France being investigated for alleged religious discrimination after a group of Israeli children were refused access. The kids, ages 8 to 16, had made a reservation to attend the park. Prosecutors say the manager initially said he was refusing the group access on grounds of personal beliefs before offering other justifications. Israeli group opted to go to a different park. This is SRN News. Elon Musk suing OpenAI and Apple over anti-competitive conduct.
The complaint follows through on a threat Musk made when he accused Apple of unfairly favoring OpenAI and ChatGPT in the iPhone's App Store rankings for top AI apps. Musk's new lawsuit details a litany of grievances in an attempt to win monetary damages and a court order prohibiting the alleged illegal tactics. Some of the allegations echo an antitrust lawsuit filed against Apple last year by the U.S. Department of Justice. OpenAI has countered with a lawsuit against Musk, accusing Musk of ongoing harassment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
First Lady Melania Trump inviting students in grades K through 12 to participate in a government-sponsored nationwide contest using artificial intelligence. More details at srnnews.com.